Hey everyone, it's Charlie Hernandez, and welcome back to another episode of Anonymous Love. Today, we're talking about something that seems to trip up a lot of people, why women are drawn to men who are a bit of a challenge. I know it's not always easy to navigate, but let's break this down together. So, I got this message recently from a guy who met a girl at a wedding. They hit it off, she had a crush on him growing up, and things seemed to be heading in the right direction. They exchanged numbers and even set up a date, but then she canceled because her grandfather passed away. Totally understandable, right? But what followed was a back and forth of missed plans, unanswered texts, and mixed signals. At some point, she even asked him to be her backup date to another wedding, basically saying, if we all decide to bring dates, then maybe you can come. That's a tough spot to be in, right? Here's the thing. This guy's mistake wasn't in meeting the girl or even in texting her, but in how he reacted every time she canceled or went quiet. He kept chasing after her, trying to make plans and figure out where he stood, even though she wasn't giving him much to go on. He'd even drop everything just to maybe be her date, and that's where the problem starts. When you're too available, you're not giving her a reason to want more. It's human nature. If something comes too easily, we don't value it as much. Think about it. If she knows you're always going to be there, no matter how many times she flakes or ignores your texts, where's the excitement? Where's the mystery? Now, I'm not saying to play games or be manipulative, but it's important to maintain your own life, your own plans, and not revolve everything around someone who's not giving you the same energy in return. If she cancels on you, that's fine. Life happens. But don't go chasing after her to reschedule. Instead, tell her, hey, let me know when you're free next, and leave it at that. Then move on with your day. That's not being rude, that's respecting your own time. A lot of guys think they need to constantly check in, make plans, or remind the girl that they're interested. But here's the truth, if she's into you, she won't need reminders. And if she's not, no amount of texting or calling is going to change that. What it does, though, is show her that you're not confident in your own value, and that's the last thing you want to communicate. When this guy kept texting and calling, even after she canceled, what he was really saying was, I'm worried you're not into me, so I need to know where we stand. And let's be honest, that's not the most attractive energy to bring. Confidence comes from knowing that you're worth someone's time and attention, not needing constant reassurance. The more you chase, the more she'll pull away. Why? Because she knows she already has you. Instead, what you want to do is live your life. Go out with friends, focus on your hobbies, and if she's interested, she'll make the effort to see you. If not, well, you're already busy doing your own thing, so no harm done. It's all about creating space for her to miss you. If you're constantly available, she doesn't have the chance to wonder what you're up to or if you're spending time with someone else. And that little bit of curiosity can go a long way. She needs to see that you have a life outside of her, that you're not just sitting around waiting for her to text back. And if she texts you late at night, don't always respond right away. If it's past 8 p.m. and you're not in a committed relationship, let it sit until the next morning. Why? Because you should be out living your life, not waiting by the phone. When you respond the next day, she's left wondering what you were up to, and that mystery keeps things interesting. Look, at the end of the day, relationships are about balance. It's okay to show interest, but you also need to show that you respect yourself enough to not be at someone's beck and call. Be the guy who has his own plans, his own life, and she'll be drawn to you because of it. All right, that's all I've got for you today. If this resonates with you, or if you're finding value in these episodes, I'd really appreciate your support. Whether it's just sharing the show with a friend or making a donation, every bit helps keep Anonymous Love going. You can head over to anonymouslovepodcast.com. The link's in the description, and chip in if you feel like it. And hey, if you've got questions or need some advice, feel free to include them in the comments when you donate. Who knows? I might even feature your question on the next episode. Thanks for being part of the journey, and I'll catch you next time.